Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community. This is what former city undercover narcotics officer Larry Grand Prix had to say about drug dealers in Baltimore City during an interview with the WIPR news department.
They reject our way of life, our morals, our traditions, our laws. They think people who go to work and work 9 to 5, that we're fools, that we're chumps.
I shared his thoughts with some community activists, all of whom are ex-offenders, at a meeting we had in West Baltimore, and listened as they responded to his view. They spoke of a tremendous gulf between what they see as the reality of their lives and how people on the outside see it. Tim is 17 years old.
First of all, that's not true, and that's the problem right there, why people disrespect people like that, because if that was the case, I wouldn't be sitting right here right now. I'm 17 years old and work for the health department. So for him to even sit there and say that, that shows right there that they don't really care about us.
Walker Gladden is a former convict who now works as youth coordinator at Rose Street Community Center.
Okay, there's a 1% that may feel that way. One of the reasons that they do feel that way because they're being judged, but they don't understand how deep certain aspects of racism and other cultural barriers, if you will. There was times when I was out in the street that I periodically went and searched for jobs. One, I wasn't aware of they was listening to my language. They was listening to how I was talking. You know, I went in there with straight up slang, not knowing that they're judging me according to that. They told me, I'll call you back. Things of that nature. And then over a period of time, what's going to happen is that, yeah, now I've developed a mindset that, look, I don't want no job. They're not going to hire me anyway, so forget it.
Ray Cook is an ex-offender who runs a youth rec center called On Our Shoulders in West Baltimore.
When kids look at something that they feel that they're being denied against, like that world, so then they say that's my enemy. So if you put that image out there that you in corporate America and you don't want to deal with these kids, that's judging them, like Walker said. And so what you do, you hate the thing that judged you. So you turn against it. And that's what happened. You're pitting these two entities against each other. And that's what he did.
17-year-old Tim.
Y'all want me to live like y'all living, but I'm not living like that because after my job is over, like Mr. Ray said, we still got to deal with this 24/7, man. Y'all only got to deal with it from 9 to 5.
Ray Cook.
The street is going to be the street. So don't ask him to come in there with the mentality of corporate America, because when he leaves that 8-hour job, he got to jump, step back in the jungle, because the street is not changing. It's getting worse. It's getting worse.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips, through a grant from OSI Baltimore, investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems with audacious thinking for lasting change. On the web at osi-baltimore.org. For a longer version of this story, visit us on the web at centerforemergingmedia.org or email us at justwords@wypr.org. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.